Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing. Here's the thing. Oh my gosh, this kind of surprises me a little bit, I have to be honest. David Spade says a joke he made on SNL back in the 90s about Eddie Murphy's movie Vampire in Brooklyn kicked off a feud that lasted nearly 25 years.
It was weird going from being a super fan to having him hate me overnight and to try to win him back.
Yeah.
He called me and we had it out. Actually, he had it. I didn't fight back, really. And then, because I did feel a little guilty about it. Because, you know, he was a hero.
My feelings was hurt. It was like, yo, I'm from the same. It's like your alma mater taking a shot at you.
And we talked a little bit, and everything's fine. So we're all good.
All right, moral of the story, time really does heal all comedy wounds. George Clooney and his wife, human rights lawyer Amal Clooney, are officially French citizens, along with their 8-year-old twins, Alexander and Ella. They've lived on a rural estate in southern France since 2021. And French privacy laws, which limit paparazzi's access to children, were a major factor in the family's decision to relocate and pursue citizenship. After her sister Jamie Lynn Spears posted a family Christmas photo that included Britney Spears' older son, Preston, Britney fired back with a very pointed Instagram message sarcastically wishing a merry late Christmas to her family who, in her words, quote, have never disrespected or traumatized her. Beyonce has joined a short list of musicians, y'all, the billionaires. And honestly,
this ain't Texas.
It's all as a result of her Cowboy Carter tour this year. Beyonce has become the fifth musician to become a billionaire following her spouse, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna. Only in Nashville, y'all. Country music on the brain this morning. Darius Rucker, also of Hootie and the Blowfish, casually pulled out a guitar and played an impromptu mini concert inside the Nashville airport. Y'all, hardly anybody noticed. There were only like 15 people that stopped and paid attention. Why? I wish I'd been there. I have some things to apologize for. The official teaser is out for Malcolm in the Middle's revival titled Malcolm in the Middle, Life's Still Unfair.
My life is fantastic now. All I had to do is stay away from my family.
Malcolm has been intentionally hiding himself from this family for years.
By comparison, Reese looks pretty good.
You can't spend the rest of your life hiding and denying your family even exists.
Worked perfectly until they showed up.
It's a 4-part event. It premieres April 10th and will stream on Hulu and Disney Plus. Sounds like the chaos still ensues. Daisy Ridley says she is drawn to movies that provide emotional catharsis, and We Bury the Dead, that's in theaters Friday, is one of them. She plays Ava, a woman who volunteers to help clean up a military accident on an Australian island where her husband was visiting. Y'all, it's a zombie movie. She said, I do love being able to watch something and have a really, really good cry. Yeah, thanks, Daisy Ridley. We were all there with you in Star Wars. Nelly really said, go big or go home. He surprised Ashanti with hundreds of roses and candlelight all through their house to celebrate their second wedding anniversary. Ooh, it's giving Kanye. Speaking of, I got a dirt alert. Mariah Carey has been awarded more than $92,000 in legal fees after a copyright lawsuit over All I Want for Christmas Is You was tossed out. A judge ruled the case was basically frivolous and ordered the plaintiff's attorney to pay up. The suit claimed Mariah copied the song from the late 80s, but the court said the tracks are clearly different. Well, good for Mariah. Not that she doesn't already have plenty of money from that. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. What can I say?
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah, that.